Good morning, Wanda. 30 years after its conception, Miami finally has a port tunnel. Governor Rick Scott and U.S. Transportation Secretary Andrew Fox officially opened the billion-dollar Port Miami tunnel just yesterday. It will help prepare the port for new shipping through the expanded Panama Canal. But as reporter Rick Stone tells us, it's also expected to bring a huge improvement to downtown Miami traffic and may even create jobs.
Let's roll, the local dignitaries shouted just before the very first semi rumbled through the 4,200-foot tunnel. Although a couple of weeks of testing are still required before the tunnel is in regular use, it was not too early for Governor Scott to celebrate the job he says will be created at the expanded port.
I'm proud that Florida will now be able to handle vessels that will pass through the expanded Panama Canal, which means we have paved the way for 33,000 new jobs. Congratulations!
Discussed for 30 years and under construction for nearly four, the tunnel itself put 6,700 people to work from 850 companies. But its gift to Miami is different, said Mayor Tomas Regalado. The removal of port truck traffic that congested downtown streets and frequently backed up onto I-95.
Many of the residents in downtown Miami will see in 2 weeks the results of a better quality of life.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Andrew Fox said projects like this help the economy, but they won't continue if the Federal Highway Trust Fund runs out of money in August, as predicted. He said that would endanger 700,000 jobs and projects like the Port Miami Tunnel.
In fact, if this project were in the early stages right this minute, there's a good chance it would be delayed or shut down completely.
The administration has asked Congress to replenish the trust fund with $302 billion. Asked if he supports the bill, Governor Scott did not give a clear answer. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
Meanwhile, former soccer star David Beckham and his investors say they are no longer pursuing Port Miami land as their top choice for a Major League Soccer stadium. An alliance of organizations headed by Royal Caribbean Cruises opposed the port location for the sports facility. Beckham's group will instead try for a boat slip next to the American Airlines Arena. That's a site proposed by Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez. But Miami Herald reporter Patricia Mazzei says that Beckham's group still has a lot of work to do.
Beckham's group will now have to sit down with the city of Miami and with the county to try to work out a possible land swap and filling the actual boat slip, coming together to a deal, and then putting it before city of Miami voters.
That referendum will likely be in November. Both the Miami-Dade County and Miami City Commissions would also have to approve the deal. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.